brought to you by Penguin.
You are your best thing. Vulnerability, shame resilience, and the Black experience. Edited by Tarana Burke and Brené Brown. Featuring essays by Jason Reynolds, Austin Channing Brown, Tanya Denise Fields, Kiese Makeba Lehman, Prentice Hemphill, Tracy Michael Lewis Jiggets, Mark Lamont Hill, Kia Brown, Lovey Ajayi Jones, Sean A. Ginwright, Kaya Nadira, Duran Young, Sonia Renee Taylor, Irene Antonia Diane Reese, Yolo Akili Robinson, Laverne Cox, Jessica J. Williams, Aiko D. Bethia, Imani Perry, and Tarana Burke. With an introduction read by Tarana Burke and Brené Brown.
"Setha," he says, "me and you, we got more yesterday than anybody. We need some kind of tomorrow." He leans over and takes her hand. With the other, he touches her face. "You your best thing, Setha. You are." His holding fingers are holding hers. "Me? Me?" Toni Morrison, Beloved.
Introduction.
A conversation.
So we could start the story of this book when you texted me to ask me if we could talk. And I thought you wanted to continue our ongoing conversation about wallpaper and landscaping. But what came before that? When did you get the idea for this book? When did it come to you?
It was after we did Share the Mic on social media in the summer of 2020. There had been this intense public unrest happening in the country after George Floyd and Breonna Taylor were murdered. In private, I was having these really heartfelt conversations with Black folks who were just struggling. Like, "I can't watch any more of this. I can't take this anymore. I cannot." And in public, the conversation was, "How can we get white people to be better? How can we get white people to be anti-racist?" Anti-racism became the order of the day, but there was no focus on Black humanity. I kept thinking, where's the space for us to talk about what this does to us, how this affects our lives? And so I was thinking to myself that I really wanted to have a conversation with you. At first, I struggled to text you. I kept asking myself, why am I hesitating to reach out to her? We have a close enough friendship to talk about anything. Your work is so important to me and my experience as a human being. But as a Black woman, I often felt like I had to contort myself to fit into the work and see myself in it. I wanted to talk to you about adding to it. What is the Black experience with shame resilience? Because white supremacy has added another layer to the kind of shame we have to deal with and the kind of resilience we have to build and the kind of vulnerability that we are constantly subjected to, whether we choose it or not. So yeah, I called and I said all of that, but I was not as eloquent at the time. I will never forget that phone call. I texted, "Can we talk?" And you texted back, "Sure." And once we got on the phone, I shared the idea. The first thing you said was, "Oh, hell yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes, I want to talk about that. Yes, I want to do this." At that point, I was just thinking, oh, and here I was worrying about offending you and wanting to have a real conversation. So that was the beginning from my side. What was happening on your side?
From my side, admittedly, I'd probably do anything you asked me to do. But the timing was bigger than us. I had really been grappling over the last couple of years with trying to figure out how to be more inclusive, how to present the work in a way that invited more people to see themselves. You know, the last thing I ever wanted to do was put work in the world around shame, vulnerability, and courage, then make people feel like they had to do something extra to find themselves in it. You know, I thought I had controlled for that with my sample because I've always been hypervigilant about diversity in the people I interview and in the data sources. In fact, one of the earliest criticisms of my work was that the sample population actually over-indexed around Black women and Latinx folks. But I started.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?